noi. All the boys are looking right.
Well, over the weekend, we lost a great friend in Bob Cook. Now, to me, as a 15 or 16-year-old doing an apprentice at Billiards and Kings, putting bikes together, it was the staple of my mornings listening to Cook and Moore. And he was probably one of the cornerstones of 7HO. I would also have to say that you guys were one of the architects of comedic breakfast radio in Australia, for that matter. It was a total change.
Yeah, yes.
So, Richard Moore, yes. Welcome to our show, mate, for a celebration of Cookie's life.
I think Baz and Pilko would probably take that one in Adelaide.
Couldn't hold a brush to his mate.
But the thing about Bob and my relationship was it was the same on air and off air as well. Yep. We were great mates.
Yeah. Yep.
Ever since the day that we met back in October of 1971. When I first came down there as a wide-eyed 18-year-old boy.
Yep.
And got a job as an announcer at HO, which is the station that I listen to as well. It's sort of like, I think I've used this analogy before, it's like barracking for a football team and then getting to play for them.
Oh, that's so cute.
Hey, you know what? When I walked into this building and I met you for the first time, I had a bit of anxiety because... To me, you were one of my childhood heroes. I loved radio. Mm. I was born up with it with Mum, and to see you and then later to meet Cookie in person here at 7HO, you know, you do idolise your childhood.
So from that day onwards, we then sort of started to do the bit of banter between our shifts. But obviously when I started, Bob was doing afternoons and we actually didn't have midnight to dawn then because the station used to close down at 1 o'clock. And I only got three shifts. Friday, Saturday and Sunday night.
Yep.
That was it. See you later, Maury. And then
same as what you're doing now, mate.
Yeah. Well, there you go. See, it's come full circle. So I work weekends and I used to work weekends before, isn't it? You know? Thank you to HO. Obviously, Bob's passing has affected a lot of people.
Mm.
Let me just say this. It wasn't unexpected because he endured a lot of bad illness in the last... especially in the last 6 months or so. So in that way, I'm glad that he's not suffering anymore, but obviously we're going to miss him like crazy.
Yep.
He was a really good friend and a great broadcaster, but not just broadcasters, all those other bits and pieces.
Yeah, we'll talk about those in the next few minutes, I suppose, and some of his big characters.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Celebrating the life of Bob Cook, 101.7 7HO FM.